Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Things just got even worse for the fledgling, fleeing Texas Democrats. Governor Abbott just dropped the hammer. And on CNN, of all places, wait until you see the latest on these derelict Democrats and the absolute political disaster the ridiculous stunt has become. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. We are now in the second week of what's left of the Texas Democrats' desperate attempt at trying to thwart the inevitable, the redrawing of Texas's congressional maps to give the GOP five more solid red states for the midterms. Instead of staying, debating, deliberating, voting like adults, Democrat legislators have literally fled the state. They're holed up in Illinois and other blue states, essentially being harbored like fugitives, all while crying about democracy being under attack. And in the process, they're not just holding up the redistricting. If you can believe it, they're actually blocking crucial flood relief for Texans who desperately need it. So as Democrats claim to be defenders of democracy while running away from the democratic process, they're also claiming to care about helping people all the while they're playing political theater at the expense of flood victims. If you think it through, the Democrats have become a strange concoction of comedic relief mixed with vile evil. It's bizarre, to say the least. And of course, not to be outdone, you now have blue state governors like greasy-haired Gavin Newsom threatening Texas that if they go through with this redistricting plan, that he too would counter that redistricting by eliminating five GOP seats from California, which, in fairness, is not going to be easy. That's something that Newsom is not mentioning here. They basically have to hold a referendum in November to even get a green light for redistricting. California is a lot of hoops you have to jump through, including a redistricting commission, before they can even get started on something like that. Needless to say, Texas Governor Greg Abbott was hardly intimidated, and he just dropped a bombshell on CNN.
Well, let me ask you just this final question, sir, as a bigger picture item, which is, what's unusual about this is that you're attempting to do it in 2025, as opposed to waiting till the end of the decade, as normally is when the redistricting takes place. You've explained the Supreme Court decision that led you to do this. But what's going on, obviously, is not happening in Texas. It's not happening in a vacuum. We have Democrats in California and New York and other states saying, well, if Governor Abbott does this in Texas, we're going to add five Democratic seats. Are you not worried at all about a redistricting, gerrymandering arms race going on? And theoretically, is it not just better for voters to be picking their politicians instead of politicians to be picking their voters through gerrymandering?
Well, to be clear, listen, all those big blue states, they've already gerrymandered. Look at the map of Illinois. Look at the map of California, New York, and Massachusetts, and so many other blue states. They gerrymandered a long time ago. They got nothing left with regard to what they can do. And know this, if California tries to gerrymander five more districts, listen, Texas has the ability to eliminate 10 Democrats in our state. We can play that game more than they can because they have fewer Republican districts in their states.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, don't be a stranger. Thanks for popping by. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Boom. That is the very definition of dropping the hammer. If Gavin Newsom wants to stick his slimy nose into Texas politics, he's going to find out the hard way that that never turns out to his benefit. So here's what it looks like, what Governor Abbott just threatened there. Right now, before the redistricting, Republican congressmen outnumber Democrats in Texas 2-1. So there are 25 Republican seats to the Democrats' 13. What Governor Abbott just proposed there would bring the Republican total to 35 seats, and the Democrats would drop to just 3. To which I ask, and I'm sure many of you are asking, why stop there? Why not just keep going? Why not just completely eliminate every single Democrat seat in your state? I mean, you could do it, so go ahead. I mean, Steve Bannon's a fan. Shortly after that interview on CNN, Bannon tweeted out that Governor Abbott needed to double down on that. Eliminate those 10 Democrat seats immediately. Make it happen. Make these Democrats pay for their ridiculous anti-democratic antics. Both the Texas derelict Democrats and the greasy-haired governors who are making threats and giving them cover need to be made example of. Seriously, this isn't just about Texas. Gang, this is a preview of what Democrats will do nationwide when they can't win fairly. I mean, we've seen it before. When Democrats can't win elections, what do? They change voting rules. When they can't win debates, they censor speech. And now when they can't win votes, they literally run away from the very democratic process they claim they were the champions and guardians of. And this is exactly what these derelict Democrats are actually right now advocating all Democrats do in red states. Take a look at this clown show on MSNBC.
But there is no other choice. Just like we had no choice but to leave Texas to stop this corruption. Other states, we're telling them, you have no choice now. You have to do this distasteful thing, or our democracy, our nation, the American dream is gone. It's toast. It's over.
So, Gene, based on what you're saying, should we anticipate that this is going to go on for another couple of weeks with Texas lawmakers, Democratic lawmakers, staying out of state and breaking quorum?
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the My Lowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yeah, we're doing our absolute best to hold on, and it's not easy. And like you all said before, we have lots of expenses, lots of fees. People are calling in bomb threats. People are threatening to use FBI on us. They're harassing our families back in Texas. They're trying to break into people's houses. They're trying to do all sorts of things to try to get us. This is a lot of stress on not only us, but on our families and our loved ones.
Yeah, cry me a river. It's always about them. Have you noticed that? How long does a Democrat have to talk before suddenly they're the victims? They're the most narcissistic freaks that any human society ever produced in human history. And by the way, I mean, my heavens, that guy, I'm sorry, he looks horrible. That's the ringleader. That's Texas Democrat Gene Wu. He's the ringleader in all this. That guy looks absolutely haggard. It's a perfect symbol of the party as a whole. I mean, can you believe they're actually, you heard it, they're actually doubling down on this democracy is at stake gimmick. How did that work out for Kamala? How did that work out for you guys in November? The democracy at stake shtick suffered the worst presidential defeat in modern political history. You lost every single swing state. Not even Obama was able to pull off winning every single swing state. You lost the popular vote. You lost the electoral vote. You lost the House. You lost the Senate. You lost the majority of governorships. You lost the majority of state legislatures. How could anyone possibly buy this nonsense that you're the defenders of democracy when you freaking refuse to vote? When your antics have in effect shut down the democratic process, it's beyond a parody of repulsiveness. But what's really happening here, unfortunately for the Democrats, is that this redistricting battle has actually exposed just how badly Democrats have been cheating for decades and how really it's the end of the line for precisely those antics. This is exactly what Governor Abbott highlighted there on CNN. While all these blue state governors are literally crying about Texas gerrymandering, they're conveniently hoping you won't notice that their own states, California, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts, these are all states that have been so thoroughly gerrymandered that they look like abstract art. Currently, there are a half dozen blue states that have eliminated every single Republican congressional seat. So we're talking states like Connecticut, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Rhode Island, Vermont. In fact, all of New England, every congressional seat in all six New England states is represented entirely by Democrats. So blue states have largely maxed themselves out in terms of gerrymandering. And then you have the even more fundamental problem that there aren't that many blue states anymore. They are becoming an endangered species. There are now technically 31 solid red states, just 19 solid blue states. And even the purple states, the swing states, they're increasingly all turning red in terms of voter registration trends, like Arizona, Pennsylvania, New Jersey is becoming increasingly red, Minnesota, New Mexico, New Hampshire, Virginia. And then, of course, you have the new census figures coming out either by 2030 or sooner if President Trump has his way that will show a massive population depletion in virtually every single major blue state, California, New York, Illinois. They are all losing congressional seats and they are all losing electoral college votes because so much of their population has shriveled up with so many left UGs fleeing for the freedom of red states. So bottom line, blue states are completely tapped out. The Democrat Party is objectively a party in abject decline. It is a dying party. Whereas the GOP, the new MAGA-inspired America First GOP, is a party on the ascent. It's a party that's growing by leaps and bounds. In the 25 states that keep track of voter registration trends by party affiliation, the GOP is out-registering the Democrats in every single one of those states. Plus, not only are blue states suffering from their own left UG population flight, but the mass deportations of illegal migrants are crushing their population numbers as well. What you just saw there with Greg Abbott on CNN was the full confidence that comes from the recognition that we're not just winning the congressional redistricting battle with blue states. We're not just winning. We've already won. It's already baked into the cake. There is no redistricting arms race. We've won the race. There's nothing for blue states to escalate, and all the momentum now and all the leverage is with the growing number of red states. And with the Supreme Court now poised to shoot down as unconstitutional the VRA, the race-based gerrymandering that the Democrats have exploited over the last four decades, that winning has just begun. So all of this is to say, butter the popcorn, sit back, get comfortable. Things are about to get real. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast, this is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted, it isn't safe. and it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.